I'd like to call the Connecticut Student Loan Foundation meeting to order. First item of business, I guess roll call, right, Denise?
Yes.
Okay. When I call your name, please indicate that you are attending the meeting. Start with myself, Peter Lisi. Board members, Julie Savino?
Here.
Andrew Foster?
Present.
Marty Budd?
Here.
Thank you. Daryl Hill? No. Steve Kitowitz? No. Ben Barnes? Okay. Denise, do we need to go through Chifa?
Chifa
or Chesla staff?
Yes, it should be done. Sorry.
Okay. So, Jeanette Weldon?
Here.
Josh Herlock?
Here.
Kara Stewart?
Here.
Carly Levin?
Here.
Denise Aguilera?
Here.
Kevin Berry?
Here.
Natalia Rosio?
Here.
Dan Junji?
Present.
Thank you. We have some advisors and vendors. Andrea Lennox?
Here.
Robert Johnson?
Here.
Did I call Joanne Makowitz?
No, but I'm here.
All right, thank you. And Jeremy Lynn?
Jacob Lynn.
Yep, Jacob Lynn, I'm here.
Thank you. All right. Did I forget anyone?
Tim Webb is with Hilltop Securities.
Oh, Tim, I'm sorry. You're still on. I'm sorry.
And
Deb Galley from Chief is here.
Shannon from Tesla.
There'll be people from Chief.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. First item of business, the minutes from March 25th. Is there a motion to accept the minutes?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Julie. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes from March 25th, 2021. Any comments, corrections, or edits?
But all those in Peter, yes. Don't we only have four people here out of nine or out of seven? Well, maybe that's enough.
Board members?
Yeah, four out of seven.
We have Julie, yourself, myself, Andrew, and Jeanette.
Jeanette, I don't think is a board member, is she?
I am in my capacity as executive director of CHIFA. Ex officio, executive director of CHIFA as a board member.
All right, well, I leave this all to Denise.
Denise, is that?
Yeah, I just checked the statute. It's a majority of the board members. So there's nine. So you have to have five. To the quorum.
Well, but we only have seven board members, not counting.
There's seven, right.
Well,
so you could have
four. There are nine board members. We have one vacancy. So there are eight actual people who could attend a board meeting. So that's where we are.
So it would be five, right? Would be a majority.
Good. All right.
Okay. So now I forgot. Did we vote on the minutes? I know we have a motion and a second.
No.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Minutes passed. Jeanette, executive director's report.
Excuse me. Yes, I don't have anything to report on.
Okay. So let's go right to the budget. So Julie can hear that and vote on it. Jeremy?
Yep, thank you. It's Jacob.
Jacob, I'm sorry.
No problem. Okay, so I'm going to cover the budget and the loan loss reserve analysis. I actually would suggest we do the loan loss reserve analysis first because that is an input to the budget schedules. So if we turn to page 14, that is the loan loss reserve analysis. I'll try to keep it quick, knowing we have some time constraints here. So we have performed the same type of analysis that was done in prior years, where we look at the federal loans and the private loans separately and apply assumptions to come up with a remaining lifetime loss projection for each portfolio. The results of the analysis this year are recommending an increase in the reserve for private for federal loans of $28,000. This is on the $130 million portfolio. So minimal change. And then for the private loan portfolio, which is about $2.5 million, it is recommending a decrease or release of the reserve of $115,000. So that's the bottom line. The memo is in here. So should I pause there, and do we want to vote on it, or do you want me to go into each portfolio in a little more detail?
Well, other questions for Jacob?
I'm happy to move the amounts put forth in the memo with the release of $115,000 and the increase of the $28,000.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, are there any questions? All right, hearing none. All those in favor of the motion as presented, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Okay, thank you. Motion passes. Jacob, you wanna continue?
Okay, so now I will turn back to the budget, which does include those numbers, those adjustments to the reserve are included in this month, June of 2021. So this starts on page 9, where we have a brief memo describing the budget and then the related schedules. So the budget, again, we are following a similar methodology and format to what was done last year. Last year, we made some changes to the formatting of what was presented here. The approach is essentially we look at recent trends and performance of the portfolio and carry those forward. We're not making major assumptions about changes in loan behavior or changes in interest rates. We're saying, you know, recent history is carried forward. The primary drivers of the budget are how quickly the loan portfolio pays down and how much cash that produces in order to pay down the bond portfolio. In terms of numbers, we are projecting the loans pay down by $18.3 million in the coming budget year, and the bonds would pay down by $18.8 million. Most of the other changes in income and expenses are directly attributable to the changes in those balances. So I will move ahead to page 10, which shows the balance sheet. So as I just mentioned, that the primary lines to focus on here are the loan and bond balances. The loans are in rows 11 to 14, where you can see the FEL or the federal portfolio and then the private portfolio. The columns here, we're showing June 21, where we expect to be right now, June of 22, so at the end of the proposed budget year, and then we're showing June of 21 for the current budget year, just to show how the current budget performed. So you can see in row 14 to the far right, the loan portfolio is going to end this current budget year about $2.7 million higher than the budget had forecast. So $134 million versus $131 million, just paid down a little bit slower. Likely, you know, tied to high forbearance levels and people taking advantage of deferments, so that the pay down slowed down, was a little slower than we had in the budget. And then the bond balances are shown in row 28. There, similarly, you will see the bond balances are coming in a little higher than the budget this year 120 million versus 117 million. And that the forecast has those bond balances paying down over the coming budget year by 18.8 million. So those are the key pieces of the balance sheet. Everything else is really tied to those balances.
Okay.
If we move ahead to the income statement, I'll just make a couple brief comments and then open it for questions. So page 11 is the income statement. Just to briefly describe the columns. So the first block is fiscal year to date, which is looking at July through March. And then the second block of columns is looking at the full fiscal year. So for the current year projected, the coming budget year proposal, and then the current year budget. And then we have the comparisons off to the right. So the key line items in the income statement are the loan income received. So that's rows 1 through 3. If you look to the fiscal year columns coming in below the budget this current year by 1.7 million, that is because interest rates remained lower longer than what had been in the budget. And then projecting a decline of 750,000 year over year in the coming budget year. That is just due to the loans paying down. Likewise, the bond interest expense is in row 13, and you'll see similar dynamics. Current budget year expense, 1.7 million favorable or lower than was in the budget, just due to lower interest rates. And then when we look to the forecast for the coming budget year, we're saying this expense will decline favorable variance of 240,000, just as the bonds continue to pay down. The other interest, income statement line items are generally tied to the bond, the loan and bond balances. There are some items that we get directly from Joanne for Chifa sort of support and administrative services. Row 27 is the sort of net change in position or net income before the scholarship. We can see that the current year is projected to come in 215,000 favorable to budget at 1.6 million versus 1.4 million. And then the projection for the coming budget year is that would decline by 500,000 to 1.1 million. Again, just due to the shrinking balance sheet of the trusts. For the current year, we had a $500,000 scholarship release to Chesla, and we've assumed that same amount for the coming budget year. So let me pause there and see if there are any questions about the budget.
Thank you, Jacob. Any questions? Questions? No? Okay. All right. I guess not, Jacob. Are there, you want to finish up?
So we are requesting approval for the budget.
All right. There's a motion to accept budget for fiscal 22 as presented.
So moved.
All right. Julie moved it. Is there a second?
Aye.
Thank you, Andrew. Are there questions on the budget? Questions for Jacob? All right. Discussion? All right, there's a motion and it's been seconded to adopt the budget as presented. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Are there any abstentions? Thank you very much. Motion carries. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you.
All right, we have a financial report. Kevin?
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to start with the statement of net position on page 23, the P&I. As of quarter ending March 31st, 2021, operating revenues were $3.8 million, as compared to 6.4 million in the prior year and budgeted at 5.2 million. As always, all revenues are generated from student loan interest. If you focus on operating, there's a decrease of 2.5 million as compared to last fiscal year. And we're 1.5 million under budget. It's typically the same story. It's primarily due to the pay down of bond principal, resulting in a decrease in bond interest paid, as well as a decrease in servicing fee expenses, consolidation fees, and chief of support services. Total operating income, net operating income is on par at 1.1 million with last year. If we can turn to page 21, the balance sheet. Year over year, the balance sheet has decreased from 174 million in total assets to 152 million at March 31st, 21. This reflects payments received from students on their outstanding loans, as well as an increase in bad debt allowance. In turn, the available funds were used to redeem 23 million in bonds since March of last year, reducing trust liabilities from 151 million to 128 million. Net position restricted by the indenture totals 3.6 million, which is on par with 4.1 million in March of last year. And total net position for CSLF is 24 million this fiscal year compared to 23 million in the prior year. Open for any questions. Thank you.
Any questions for Kevin? Any questions? All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Appreciate it. You're welcome. You got it.
And Andrea, bond redemption activity?
Yes. I think it's page 27 of the board deck if we start there. Okay, great. So during the quarter, you'll see that total redemptions were a little bit lower than normal, where a total of 3.1 million of bonds were redeemed versus last quarter's total of 6.95 million. So as you'll see here, the breakdown was 1.8 million in redemptions for the 06A1 tranche, and then 1.3 million for the 06A2 tranche. This quarter's activity resulted then in a total bond outstanding balance of $127.075 million. The primary driver for the reduction in bond redemptions was really a lower volume of cash received, at least at the very beginning of the year. This then started to pick up again in March. So this was projected cash and then actual cash coming in a little bit lower than expected, but then March was basically returning to normal. Or at least what we would anticipate. It just, I think, goes worth saying that as the portfolio continues to pay down, bond redemptions will probably vary a little bit quarter over quarter now because we're dealing with just a smaller total dollar outstanding. But long term, we would expect the total redemptions to continue to trend downward. So if we move to the very next page of the slide, you'll see that in terms of loan portfolio characteristics, similar to last quarter, there was a slight uptick in rates. So looking at the weighted average coupon, that increased by 2 basis points, going from 6.23% to 6.25% at the end of the quarter. And then you'll also see a similar uptick in the remaining term. Again, like we've seen in the past, going from 162.94 months to 166.04 months. With respect to loans in forbearance, both the FFELP and private loan portfolio performance had actually improved, at least to a certain extent, with FFELP forbearances declining from 16.08% to 15.3%, and then private loan forbearances declining also from 184 to 102. But otherwise, nothing of significance to note. Are there any questions on this quarter's update?
Any questions for Andrea? Okay, hearing none. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
Okay, that's financial report.
Peter, this is Denise. Yes. Item 5 required a vote for the loan loss reserve.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. What?
Agenda 5, the loan loss reserve requires a vote.
I had made that motion mentioning the two amounts, the relief and the addition, before we discussed the budget.
We voted on that.
Okay, because Deb had sent me a text. She didn't think there was a vote on it.
I thought we covered it, but if you would like it, if we'd like to do it again, I would certainly entertain a motion to accept recommendation.
Well, I'll make that motion again.
Fine. Thank you, Marty. Is there a second?
So moved. Second.
We have a motion and a second. Thank you. Discussion? Questions? All those in favor of the loan loss reserve motion as presented, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Motion carries. All right. Got that done. All right. Is there any other business to be brought before the board? Anything for the good of the cause? Hearing none, I take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.